Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
If you're looking for weapons of mass destruction around the world, there are people in Washington, D.C., possibly even in the Barack Obama administration, that would love to talk to you. According to a report that was released yesterday, it's more likely than not that a weapon of mass destruction will be used somewhere in the world in the next 5 years. That's the takeaway from the report released by a commission created by Congress to study the proliferation of WMD and how those weapons might be used in the future. And the chair of the commission joins us now, former Senator Bob Graham, former Florida Senator Bob Graham. He's on the line with us from Washington. He's actually here in New York. Senator Graham, thanks for joining us.
Good. Thank you very much.
You know, this report is both sobering and absolutely a crucial sort of issue for the transition of Barack Obama to be dealing with. What, first of all, is the headline here? You talked a lot about this 2013 time frame where you expect some weapon of mass destruction is going to be used. Give us some more details on this scenario.
Well, our specific conclusions were that our margin of safety has been declining, that we are more vulnerable today than we were 5 or 10 years ago. Second, that it is more likely than not that between now and the year 2013, a weapon of mass destruction, particularly nuclear or biological, will be used someplace in the world, and that the area of the greatest increasing risk is a biological weapon.
So the good news, perhaps, is that terrorists have realized how difficult it is to use a nuke, but the intent is there to try to get something going on the biological front. What is the technology that is most disturbing to you and the commission?
Well, they have not abandoned their nuclear aspirations. Osama bin Laden, in the early 1990s, first tried to buy fissile material, and that turned out to be a scam. But he's continued his efforts since that time, including relationships with some of the scientists in Pakistan who'd been involved in the proliferation network of the 80s and 90s. But we're most concerned today about the developments in the biological area. Unlike nuclear, which is a man-made material and reasonably scientifically difficult, biological pathogens occur in nature. For instance, anthrax, which is the most likely form of biological attack, is a product from decaying animals. The number of scientists who are capable of taking these materials and develop them into lethal pathogens has multiplied rapidly in the past decade.
Well, Senator Graham, the availability of biological weapons is one danger, but your colleague, Republican Senator Jim Talent, described an even a different advantage of biological weapons. Listen to this for a moment.
If they get a nuclear weapon, it's likely they'd only get one, at least initially, because you have to come up with the nuclear material to do it. But if they isolate a pathogen and are able to weaponize it, there's no reason they wouldn't be able to make more than one weapon and attack more than once.
That's interesting. So the availability is easier for biological weapons, and then once you get them, the multiplication of the weapons is almost trivial.
And there are other advantages to biological. We now have set up radiological sensors in a number of places around the world, borders between countries, seaports, and so the possibility of detecting a nuclear device that is being shipped is at least potentially there, whereas with biological, they don't send off a signature that is identifiable. They also are less dangerous to maintain while you are selecting which target to use them for. So there are a lot of things that would draw a terrorist to a biological as opposed to nuclear weapon.
Senator, even given those threats, I'm surprised to hear you say that we're more vulnerable today, given all of the changes, the security changes and the efforts that have been made since 9/11 to make us more safe.
the problem is like a runner. If you're running fast and your opponent is standing still, you will be either closing the gap or expanding your own lead.
Mm-hmm.
But if the other runner is running faster than you are, you may be putting in full effort and still falling further and further behind. And in some respects, that's what's been happening in the weapons of mass destruction world. Our opponents have been moving rapidly. As an example, Al-Qaeda on September the 11th, 2001, was a very hierarchical organization, with bin Laden making almost all of the important decisions. Today, Al-Qaeda is a flat, horizontal, almost like a franchise.
A decentralized
organization.
Senator, hold it there for a second, because I want to talk about countermeasures when we come back. We're going to stay with Senator Bob Graham, who's the chair of the Commission on the Prevention of WMD Proliferation and Terrorism. He's on the line from New York. We're going to talk after a short break. Good morning, everyone. Continuing our discussion now with the chair of the Commission on the Prevention of WMD Proliferation and Terrorism, Senator Bob Graham, former Senator Bob Graham from Florida. Senator Graham, you mentioned the decentralization of Al-Qaeda that has sort of evolved since 9/11. One of the interesting things in your report that focuses on biological weapons is the fact that if terrorists make a mistake with bioweapons, they're actually easy to detect. That people are using anthrax or using strange weaponized pathogens. What other countermeasures are out there to improve the monitoring of what's going on with terrorists and WMD?
We make a series of suggestions domestically and internationally. Here at home, there are currently three or more agencies that have responsibility for regulating high containment laboratories. These are the laboratories in which the most virulent pathogens would be developed and manipulated. We're suggesting that there should be one agency with a single well-enforced standards over the people who work in those labs and the security of the labs themselves. It's ironic that the most recent major attempt to use biological for a weapon in the United States came from a military laboratory, and the suspect, who is now deceased, was a very experienced, longtime employee. That sends a chilling lesson as to how well our most secure labs are being secured. Second, internationally, we have a bioweapons convention, which is now almost 40 years old. We describe it in our report as being anemic. Many countries that are significant biological producers aren't members. They're very limited capability to enforce the standards. We think that a high priority of the next administration internationally needs to be a major rewrite or almost start from scratch in terms of building an international structure to protect against the illicit use of biological materials.
Senator, one question that I hear often when reports like this have been released over the last 7 years or so is, what do you do with that information? And it sort of reminded me a bit of that when I heard Representative Jane Harman's response, which is, it's time to retire the fear card. What should we as Americans do with this information that you're providing?
Well, we're not trying to play the fear card. Our assignment was to assess our current policies and then make recommendations where we felt they needed to be altered in order to enhance the protection of the American people. Part of that assessment is, what is the level of the risk? We talked to over 250 academics, intelligence, military, political people in the United States and abroad, and this was our consensus conclusion as to the three key issues. One, that the threat is growing. Two, that the threat is a five-year, more likely than not. And three, that biologicals are the more likely.
Well, let's take a look at there was also some reference to Pakistan in your news conference yesterday. And, of course, we've seen the terror attacks in Mumbai over the Thanksgiving weekend. You know, small operation, very well-trained individuals, but using very available weapons. Do you see any sort of lessons in the Mumbai attacks as you look back at your report?
Yes, I think the sophistication of the Mumbai attacks, the fact that 10 people using very conventional weapons, automatic weapons and hand grenades, could kill 170-plus people is illustrative of the advances that our adversaries have made in recent years. If those people had used aerosol cans to distribute anthrax or smallpox or some other available pathogen, or if they'd had access to a nuclear weapon, instead of 170 people, it would have been 10 times, 100 times, maybe even 1,000 times that in terms of the number of people killed.
Senator, what is your thought on how prepared Homeland Security is, the department is, to deal with this threat, or is there some overhaul necessary that would make it more effective in confronting these threats?
One of the principal overhauls that we feel are necessary for the Department of Homeland Security is, particularly as it relates to biological, it's been alleged to have taken the attitude of it's too hard to do as it relates to efforts to prevent biologicals, and therefore almost all of the department's efforts have come at the back end. What do you do after the biological attack? We don't accept that. We think there are significant things, many of which the Department of Homeland Security should be the instigator and the leader in accomplishing. At a meeting that we had yesterday with Vice President-elect Biden, also, Governor Napolitano, who will be the next Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, was there. She was very focused on this issue, asked a number of probing questions as to what she should have at the top of her priority list when she becomes the secretary.
It sounds like at the very least getting prevention as part of the agenda in the existing Homeland Security administration is probably at the very least a good way to go in the early going. Senator Bob Graham, thanks so much for being a part of the program.
Thank you very much.
Senator Bob Graham is the chair of the Commission on the Prevention of the WMD Proliferation and Terrorism. They released their report yesterday saying a weapon of mass destruction is likely to be used by 2013.